time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 88. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The USDA has opened enrollment for the Market Facilitation Program, a program to assist farmers who continue to suffer from damages because of trade retaliation from foreign nations. The USDA is expected to provide up to $14.5 billion in direct payments to impacted producers through MFP. The sign-up period runs through December 6th. MFP assistance for 2019 crops is based on a single county payment rate, multiplied by a farm's total plantings to the MFP-eligible crops in aggregate in 2019. Those per-acre payments are not dependent on which crops are planted in 2019. A producer's total payment-eligible plantings cannot exceed total 2018 plantings. Payments will be made in up to three tranches, with the second and third tranches evaluated as market conditions and trade opportunities dictate. If conditions warrant, the second and third tranches will be made in November and early January. More news next.
It's all about quality and convenience at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics. Beginning the third weekend in July, the McLeansboro Family Clinic will offer fast treatment for minor injuries and illnesses on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Not only will you be able to walk in for quick care, providers with over 50 years of combined experience will see you. Check out hmhospital.org for Carmi and McLeansboro weekend urgent care hours. It really is all about you at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
Your home for the lowest grocery prices in the tri-state is Little Giant Grocery in Carmi. From the Little Giant Meat Department, save on fresh-cut pork steak, now just $1.39 a pound. And pick up fresh and pure ground beef, yours for a low $2.29 a pound. Start your day off with 100% Colombian coffee, 34.5-ounce cans, now just $4.99. Plus, all flavors of RC Cola, 2 liters, now just 99 cents. And get golden bananas, only 49 cents a pound. Hurry in where the giant stands high in the sky. Little Giant Grocery.
In other news, two Fairfield residents were booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday afternoon. 30-year-old Allison G. Altizer was arrested by Fairfield police on a charge of retail theft. According to police reports, at approximately 2:30 a.m., officers were called to Mach 1 to investigate the report of retail theft. Upon review of video surveillance footage, police identified Altizer concealing a sandwich and beef jerky in her purse before departing the business without paying. She was located at a residence on West Court Street, arrested, and transported to the jail, pending the posting of $170 bond. 29-year-old Joshua M. White was arrested by Wayne County deputies on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of possession of methamphetamine. White was transported to the jail and held without bond. The Fairfield Police Department would like to recognize several officers for their DUI enforcement for 2018. Each year, the Alliance Against Intoxicated Motorists, or AAIM, recognizes officers with certificates of appreciation acknowledging their efforts to fight impaired driving. Assistant Chief Silas Eckleberry, Sergeant Brad Sager, and Officers Justin Zerlini, Justin Titzer, and Cody Moore were recognized. A juvenile was treated for minor injuries after a single car accident yesterday afternoon about 2 miles north of Wayne City. According to accident reports, at approximately 1:53, the juvenile was headed south on a county highway in a 1992 Dodge Dakota and turned onto a county road. The juvenile then lost control of the truck in gravel and ran off the right side of the roadway before striking a ditch and coming to rest. The driver was treated at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, and another juvenile passenger was uninjured. The vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage, and a tow truck was called to the scene. Gruen Vocal Studios has canceled their Lip Sync Battle fundraiser that was scheduled for tomorrow night. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White has announced that a new St. Louis Cardinals permanent Illinois license plate will be available for purchase after Labor Day. The plate, which features the iconic Birds on the Bat logo, was unveiled by White at Busch Stadium yesterday. A photo of the plate may be found on our news headlines page on WFIWradio.com. People will be able to pre-order the St. Louis Cardinals license plates after Labor Day on CyberDriveIllinois.com. Fans will be able to order random number, personalized, or vanity plates. The cost for a random number plate for a currently titled vehicle with valid Illinois registration will be $69. Prices will vary for vanity and personalized plates. Each sale and renewal raises $25 for the Professional Sports Teams Education Fund and is earmarked for the Common School Fund, which supports Illinois public schools. The Cardinals are the sixth team to take advantage of a 2012 Illinois law that allowed teams on professional sports teams' license plates. They join the Chicago Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, Cubs, and White Sox. The Blackhawks have the highest number of plates on the road currently at 22,110. The White Sox have over 17,500, and the Cubs are just shy of 13,800. In light of talks in the past few weeks between the City of Fairfield and HLR Engineering in Mount Carmel, Colin Dunn has some clarification on what a potential project at the Lakeside Reservoir could entail. The City of Fairfield and the Park District have been in contact with HLR about reinstating the reservoir as a potential solution to help alleviate the city's flooding issues. The two local government bodies appear to be willing to work together on the project, but Dunn says there are other agencies that must green light any potential work.
For sure, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, about their dam safety program that they have, we have to first and foremost find a way to keep the water in to provide any sort of flood alleviation. Next would be talking with the Illinois EPA about all of the surrounding, I guess, larger scale environmental concerns, whether it be of a wetland nature. That's still a lot of that's up for debate as far as how far back they consider it to be a wetland versus a permanent water feature, or a permanent freshwater pond. And then, of course, we'll have to talk with the Army Corps of Engineers. So we've got really multiple agencies, governmental agencies at varying levels.
Dunn also gave some insight as to how involved the planning process would be for any potential work. He said HLR would be in near constant talks with state and federal agencies to make sure their work is up to code.
We always design any of these solutions, you know, in any project, are designed to meet their standards and the conditions that they set forth. We can't just go in there and say we're going to do a project and hope that they're okay with it. We have to send multiple applications to them, proposed plans for the project. We have to be in constant communication with them about what the project needs to have and what specifications any feature out there or any related feature would need to have. Because ultimately, they're the governing body as much as, you know, the city, or I suppose in this case, the park district owns the ground. Their ground and what they have on it has to be compliant with all of the state and federal regulations. So, of course, we design to meet those.
Should the potential project receive the approval of the city, park district, and other necessary state and federal agencies, Dunn says it would likely provide immediate relief for flooding. HLR is scheduled to appear before the City Council at their next meeting, and they're also in contact with the Park District. Should the reservoir project be approved, the next step would be funding it, and Dunn said there are potential grants that could help defray costs. The annual Johnsonville Days event will be held this weekend. Tonight's activities will begin at 7 with a truck pull near the pavilion. Classes include stock daily drivers, modified, stock diesel, modified diesel, and open. No riders will be permitted, and the stock classes must pull from the bumper or a Reese-style hitch. All vehicles must have current plates and insurance, and they must be weighed in by the start of the national anthem. Anyone with questions can contact Russell Beeson at 231-3538 or Roger McGrew at 839-0438. The viewing entrance fee is $5. Tomorrow's activities will begin at 7 a.m. with breakfast at the Ruritan Building and a 5K run walk. A car, truck, and motorcycle show will begin at 9 a.m. The parade, themed These Boots Are Made for Muddin', will start at 10, and the Mud Bog will start at 11. Afternoon events will begin with the Little Miss and Mr. Pageant at 4. A fish and chicken supper, petting zoo, and live music will get underway at 5. Farm Follies will begin at 7. Johnsonville Days will wind down on Sunday with a church service and Sisney FFA program in the Johnsonville Park at 10:30. A chicken dinner will then be served at noon in the Ruritan Building. The Fairfield Business and Professional Women Foundation has awarded 7 $2,000 scholarships for the 2019-2020 school year. Two scholarships went to recent high school graduates Raylene Greenwalt of Wayne City and Jenna Atterbury of Mount Erie. Greenwalt will be attending Rend Lake College for accounting, and Atterbury will be attending the University of Southern Indiana for dental hygiene. The remaining 5 scholarships went to Stacy Lane, Madeline Walker, Kaylee McKinney, Shea Barrett, and Darian Levine. Lane is attending Oakland City University for elementary education. Walker is attending Frontier Community College for phlebotomy. McKinney is attending St. Louis College of Pharmacy with a degree in pharmaceutical sciences. Barrett is attending SIUE in their nurse anesthetist program, and Levine is attending Maryville University in St. Louis for interior design. The Edwards County Board of Education will hold a special board meeting Wednesday evening at 7 in the Edwards County K-12 building, room 172. Board members will have a light agenda on hand, as one of the only items of new business will deal with the discussion of district goals, with action possible. After closed session, the board will also consider employment and volunteer options for the Albion Grade School softball team. More news next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours, and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 83. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,327, down 255. The NASDAQ is at 7,987, down 123. September crude oil is at $55.81. That is up $1.86. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In other news, Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed new legislation to increase penalties for those who violate Scott's Law, or the Move Over Law. Trooper Jason Wilson with the Illinois State Police said the new penalties add teeth to the law's enforcement.
Yeah, they've added quite a few teeth to this law, and that's one of the things that people need to take note of. Before, it was a $164 ticket, possible mandatory suspension, and you do have a court date that you have to come back to. Now they've raised that to where it's going to be a minimum of $250 for the first offense, $750 for following offenses. It could be up to just a Class A misdemeanor simply by violating that law, which is the same as getting arrested for DUI, or it could go all the way up to a Class 4 felony in the case of someone being injured or killed in that situation. So they've added a lot of teeth, and this is going into effect immediately. So it's not something that we're going to say come January 1st. This is as of this week. It's going to be in effect. So if you receive a citation, understand that there's a lot of penalties that are going to come to that. And the whole reason why is just because, unfortunately, we've had to bury way too many police officers, firefighters, tow truck drivers, IDOT workers, because people just flat out say, well, I didn't see them, which means that they weren't paying attention in the first place.
22 stationary ISP squad cars have been struck by passing motorists this year, killing two troopers. Governor Pritzker also says his office is investigating a reported college student aid scam. Kim Howard has the story.
ProPublica Illinois reported earlier this week that some wealthy parents are transferring custody of their kids to a relative or friend so that the student has a better chance of getting tuition assistance. Governor Pritzker says things like MAP grants are meant for needy students who otherwise might not be able to go to college.
There are more people applying for monetary assistance program money than there are dollars that we can provide. So if people are defrauding the system, these wealthy parents are literally committing fraud here. We need to go find them, root it out, and make sure that those dollars go to the right people.
The governor says this scam is terrible and that his office is trying to identify parents that are doing this and how to prevent it in the future. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
47-year-old Modesto Gonzalez III was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison earlier this week. Prosecutors say Gonzalez impersonated a drug enforcement agent and told immigrants in the Austin and Chicago areas that they would be deported if they didn't pay him thousands of dollars apiece. He also reportedly demanded that the Illinois and Texas immigrants pay him taxes, and he stole more than $300,000. Prosecutors say Gonzalez must now repay the victims. He pleaded guilty in March to wire fraud and being a felon in possession of a firearm. He has three prior convictions for impersonating a law officer and impersonation-based theft. And we received no new obituaries this morning, but our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
A public auction will be held this Saturday, August 3rd, starting at 9 a.m. at the Indoor Air Condition Exhibition Hall at the Wayne County Fairgrounds in Fairfield. Highlights include a quality household furnishings, antiques and collectibles, crocs, quilts, glassware, Salmon Falls items, grandfather clocks, jewelry, lawn and garage, vintage toys, treadmill, dinner bell, and much more. Please plan to attend the public auction this Saturday, August 3rd at 9 a.m. Two auctioneers, two auction rings. Barnard Auctions, Barkley Barnard, Mark Barnard Auctioneers.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Sunny skies and a high today of 88. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 65, and then partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 85. The outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, it'll be sunny on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 88 with a low of 65. Mostly sunny skies on Monday. Monday's high 90 with a low of 68. Then partly cloudy on Tuesday. Tuesday's high will be around 88 with a low of 65.